Yes, it is. And you are listening to Total Information AM with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman at 950. If someone doesn't have money for the basics of life, they definitely don't have the resources to hire legal assistance when they need it. Legal Services of Eastern Missouri has been filling that gap for decades. And this week, the organization will be recognized and will recognize others who help provide equal access to justice. Joining us, Legal Services of Eastern Missouri's Executive Director, Dan Glazer. Dan, it's great to see you in studio.
Tom and Megan, great to see you both. Good to be here.
Did I describe that well, Legal Services of Eastern Missouri?
Absolutely. That's our name. You know, that's what we do. And the Eastern Missouri part is we serve 21 counties throughout Eastern Missouri. We go as far north as the Iowa border in terms of service area and as far south as Potosi. All right. So that area, that's our territory to serve folks. Yeah.
What kind of cases do you help people with?
Yeah. Great question. So we only do civil legal cases, not criminal. All right. So it's the kind of cases where, you know, there's an action where you could, you know, you could lose your home, or you could lose your kids, or you could lose your health. All these survival services that are so critical. That's the kind of work that we do each and every day.
How do you fund these free legal services? What's the current state of funding?
It's challenging. It's challenging. And here's the challenge. So in Eastern Missouri, there are nearly 250,000 people who would qualify for our services each and every day. That the funding that we have, you know, certainly does not meet those kinds of numbers. I mean, we serve close to 30,000 people a year, all right? But when you are low income, low opportunity, who are the people we represent? It's not that they don't have skills, but they don't have the opportunity to do things that that helps them get through. And when we're serving those folks, low income people have legal challenges. 3 out of 4 low-income folks in our service area have some kind of legal challenge each and every day. So our money comes from a variety of sources. Part of it is from the government, all right? There is an organization known as the Legal Services Corporation, and they fund the 130 legal aids across the country. We are one of them. That's about 25% of our funding, all right? But that's not enough. And so we depend on donations. We depend on foundations. We depend on other opportunities to bridge that gap. There is something known as a justice gap in our country. We have it in St. Louis. We have it throughout the country. And that statistic is this: 92% of legal problems go unrepresented. So that's a staggering number. And our job each and every day is to try to close that gap, try to close that gap between the need that our clients experience and the resources. So I always say, for an uncoordinated guy, I got to be nimble, all right, looking for opportunities. And we're always looking for opportunities to both partner with our community and to find opportunities to grow with our community. And the beautiful thing is we have a very supportive community here in the St. Louis area and throughout Legal Services of Eastern Missouri.
Tell us about your legal staff, because I would imagine that most of them, if they were working at a private firm, could probably make a lot more money and might not be dealing with some of the legal gymnastics they have to do to try to represent some of these clients, right?
Dedication. You know, we always say, coming to Legal Services of Eastern Missouri is not a stepping stone to something else. It's a destination. It's a destination because you got to want to do this kind of work on behalf of those we serve and the people we bring in that absolutely they are committed to doing this work, committed to making sure a mother and her kids are safe from the horrors of domestic violence, committed to making sure that we keep a roof over the head of that same family, committed to making sure that access to healthcare in the richest country in the world is available. All of these things.
Finally, Dan, the For the Common Good Awards Luncheon is this Thursday at the Ritz. You're going to recognize 10 outstanding community leaders and partners. Tell us about that.
We are. You know, as I've been saying, the need is great. Mm-hmm. And so partnership is what's needed. And doing this as a community. And this is an opportunity to celebrate our community, to celebrate those who do this work with us. The lawyers who help, for example, a domestic violence survivor navigate that and volunteer and do it. These are private attorneys. The private attorneys who help children get guardianships so they can get access to education and health care. Communities, we talk about the community. We have a wonderful program called our Neighborhood Advocacy Program where we go into neighborhoods and we work with neighborhood associations to get rid of vacant property and blight and help that community grow. And so we work with community partners to do that, and we're celebrating a wonderful community leader, Fatima Muhammad, in the Hyde Park community, who is doing just that each and every day. So we're excited about it. It's an opportunity to say thank you, stay with us. The work is hard, but the work is good, and it's worth it.
So that's coming up this Thursday. If anyone is listening to this and they're on either side, they can either help or they need help. Where do they reach out to find out more about your organization?
Go to our website, www.lsem.org. All right. Legal Services of Eastern Missouri. Or just Google Legal Services of Eastern Missouri. That's one way, you know, and they certainly can call us. Our number is on our website as well. Or, hey, we're just down the street. Come visit us. We're at the Peabody Plaza, right down the street here from this wonderful studio. So, you know, we're there for you, and we appreciate the community being there for us. Our clients deserve nothing less than that.
Dan, thanks very much for the time. By the way, I see online registration for the luncheon is closed, but I bet you could snag a ticket.
Call me. I'll hook you up, all right?
Dan, thank you.
I'll take care of it. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is Total Information AM on KMOX.